your Ali C today. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Hi, everybody. Welcome in. Thank you very much for joining me here today for another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be talking about some really cool stuff. Matter of fact, we're going to be joined by a representative of the Ford Motor Company who's going to be telling us about the electrification projects within the brand. Also, a little later on, we'll be joined by a representative of a tire company to be in all honesty that I've never heard of before, Vogue Tire. Also, in this hour, we'll throw out a trivia question, and we'll bring you some additional automotive news and a motorsports update. Why don't we do the motorsports update right off the bat by bringing forth our news editor here on the broadcast, Jeff Bressler. Jeff, welcome.
NASCAR's most high-profile races. The season has been bittersweet, though, as McMurray just missed out on being eligible for the chase for the NASCAR championship. The Ganassi driver showed that he really does belong with the contending big boys as he passed Kyle Busch on a restart with 21 laps to go and cruised to the win in a Chevrolet at the Charlotte Motor Speedway. McMurray was better than all the title contenders to become the first non-chase driver to win a chase race at Charlotte since the format began back in 2004. Busch led a race-high 218 laps, but had to settle for second in a Toyota after McMurray easily passed him on a restart. Busch had to hang on for his spot when four-time defending series champion Jimmy Johnson, who spun early and dropped to 37th, completed an improbable comeback in his Hendrick Motorsport Chevrolet. Denny Hamlin was fourth in a Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota and lost more ground to Johnson in the chase race. With five races remaining, Johnson holds a 41-point lead over Hamlin. They go next to the Martinsville Speedway, where Johnson and Hamlin have combined to win the last eight races. Greg Biffle and Roush Fenway Racing teammate Matt Kenseth finished fifth and sixth in Fords. Joey Logano was seventh to put all three Joe Gibbs Racing cars in the top seven. Kevin Harvick was eighth and maintained the third spot in the standings, but dropped 77 points behind Johnson. David Ruderman and David Reagan rounded out the top ten. And Brad Keselowski pulled away from Martin Truex Jr. on a late restart at the Charlotte Motor Speedway last Friday night for his fifth win of the season, extending his series point lead to 450. This has been Jeff Bressler for the Speed Racing Radio Auto World Motorsport Update.
Thank you very much, Jeff. We appreciate your update as usual. And why don't we throw out a trivia question since we haven't had a winner on today's broadcast. Let's go back in automotive history right now and throw out a question about a vehicle that was sold for a brief number of years. Why don't we make it a trivia question about a particular vehicle that was made by the folks at, I'll put it out this way. Who made the vehicle known as the Fuego? Which car company brought us the Fuego? That's the question. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Which car company brought us a vehicle known as the Fuego back in the late 70s, early 80s? The Fuego, who made that? 800-259-9231. Right now, we're going to focus on electrification. We were talking about the Chevrolet Volt in a previous hour of the program. Right now, we're going to talk to Ford's Director of Electrification Projects. It's my pleasure to welcome Sharif Markabi to the airways of Auto World. Hey there, Sharif. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much.
Well, why don't we begin by talking a little bit about electrification projects as far as defining the three specific types of vehicles within the program that you have going on within Ford. And this is an area that I'm going to learn as you tell us as well, because I'm not up to speed on a lot of this electrification technology. What's an HEV vehicle?
We've had hybrid electric vehicles, which is what HEV stands for, and we've had the Escape hybrid electric vehicle on the road now for about 5 years, and we launched last year the second generation, which is the Ford Fusion hybrid, and the hybrid electric vehicle, which we call them full hybrids, which is, runs on high voltage, about usually over 350 volts. Batteries, and what it is, it's a combination of the traditional powertrain with a gas engine, ICE, and then it's supplemented with electric power, if you will, from the battery or electric energy. And it alternates back and forth to get the customer better fuel economy. So for a mid-size sedan like the Fusion Hybrid, it gets 41 miles per gallon in the city, which is very good for the customer. So with the hybrid electric vehicles, the customer doesn't actually have to do anything different about how they drive their car or how they gas up their car. So you just gas it up like you normally do. You just get much better fuel economy. So that's the hybrid electric vehicle.
Excellent.
Go ahead.
And then BEV, I would imagine, is battery electric vehicle?
Yeah, so BEV, it's a lot of new terms. So battery electric vehicle, basically you eliminate the engine altogether. So you have a large battery in the car that is used as the only energy to drive that car. And then you have usually the electric motor that drives the wheel through a gearbox. No engine and no full transmission. It's usually a very simple gearbox. And we're going to be launching a commercial vehicle, the Transit Connect, in the next couple of months, mm-hmm. which is a nice small delivery car that basically doesn't have an engine. And by end of next year, we'll be launching our Focus, a small size vehicle with also only a battery electric energy.
Wonderful. And explain what PHEV is. Is that partial hybrid electric vehicle?
No, it's actually a plug-in hybrid
vehicle.
Yeah, which is interesting because it's in between a full battery electric vehicle and a hybrid electric vehicle. So for those customers that have a short drive during the week, let's say 20, 30 miles a day that you're driving during the week, you have a good-sized battery that you'll be using mostly electric energy during the week. So you plug it in at night in your garage. You drive daily on that electric energy that you just powered your car with. And then the beauty of a plug-in hybrid electric vehicle is after you deplete the battery, if you will, or the battery is out of charge, you still have the gas engine, and it will drive like a hybrid electric vehicle. So, for example, if you have a long trip over the weekend, you don't have to do anything different. You can just drive it like a hybrid vehicle. And then during the week, once you plug it in, you'll have that short drive on mostly electric only.
Excellent. So it goes back and forth between the plug-in electric battery pack and a traditional gasoline engine. Is it similar to what we were talking about in the first hour, the Chevrolet Volt, in that it is a generator that constantly keeps the vehicle in electric mode, or does it convert back to a traditional gasoline-powered engine once you've exhausted your battery power?
In the plug-in hybrid electric technology at Ford, what we do is we take our hybrid electric vehicle, which is, the vehicles that we've had on the road, the same technology, take that to the next level, and then we use a larger battery. So the engine is not used as a generator. The engine supplements the energy from the battery. also alternate back and forth. But when you do have the electric energy, the engine comes on very little during your drive. It only comes on when you need a lot of power.
Okay, hold on, Sharif. We'll come back and tell folks lots more. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Hotchkiss Performance is a leader in high-performance suspension systems. From new Camaros and Challengers to classic muscle European sports cars and imports, Hotchkiss Performance manufactures horsepower for your suspension. For more information, action-packed videos, and more, go to Hotchkiss.net.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now!
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
I'm Roger Rao at Midas Resources. If you are going through a financial roller coaster because of your investment in stocks, bonds, and other paper assets, perhaps you're ready for a change. You have an opportunity to change your financial security. Get the stability and peace of mind you deserve by investing in precious metals. Gold and silver have been a form of wealth protection for over 5,000 years all over the world. If you have seen your hard-earned money lose value because of inflation, sliding dollar, etc., it's time you stop the bleeding. The answer to your problems is simple. Gold and silver. Silver will protect your assets and your purchasing power, physical possession of precious metals, IRA rollover, etc. Call me, Roger Rao, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Take action today when we are still accepting paper dollars for gold and silver. Ready for a change? Call Roger Rao at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237, extension 178.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, they got a fine machine.
Welcome back, everybody. We're getting the inside scoop on Ford's electrification projects with the Ford Director of Electrification Projects, Sharif Markabi. And Sharif has been telling us about HEVs, BEVs, and PHEVs. Let's talk a little bit about batteries. Certainly, the battery technology continues to evolve. It seems like the lithium-ion battery is the latest taking over for the nickel metal hydride. Tell us a little bit about battery life and what we can expect in the not too distant future.
Yeah, there's actually been a lot of revolutionary changes in battery technology, as you mentioned. In the 90s and early 2000s, nickel metal hydride has been the popular automotive battery for hybrids. And what lithium ion is, which is basically a different formulation in what's called the cathode inside the battery, it really provides a much lighter battery that goes into the car and also smaller battery, so you can get more energy, if you will, with a smaller battery in the car. As far as battery life, you know, one of the reasons you haven't seen lithium ion, you know, until recently is we've all, as an industry, been doing a lot of work making sure that the durability is there, life is there. So we test the batteries to the same standards as we test anything else in the car, at a minimum 10 years, 150,000 miles durability, which we don't see issues in achieving that with what we're seeing in our testing. The challenge with batteries is it does have a different capacity or life under very harsh temperatures. So when you're talking about a very cold environment or a very hot environment, we try to control these batteries in the car so that it's in a comfortable, kind of like human beings. You know, batteries are like human beings, lithium ion. They like to be at comfortable temperatures. And what we do is for high-energy batteries, like the ones that go in electric cars or some of the plug-in hybrid cars, we liquid cool them or we provide heating to provide, you know, that comfortable temperature for the battery. The other thing that we're working on is when in the hot temperatures, when you have your air conditioning on or you have high accessories in the car, it affects the range, especially in a battery electric car, which obviously if you don't have an engine, you are only relying on that battery to get you home or wherever you need. So we're working on some of these challenges and to make sure that one is that it's durable, it lives to the minimum requirements that we have, and two is if you are going to get less range because you have accessories on, we make sure that that the driver knows how far they have, and then if they would turn off some of the accessories, they can improve the range in their car.
Let's talk a little bit about emissions, something that lots of folks are interested in these days. And I understand between these different technologies, there are some nuances that you need to inform us about. What's the PZEV and ZEV for all three of the types of vehicles within Ford's electrification program?
Well, the good news is what those terms stand for is ATPZEV is Advanced Technology Partial Zero Emission Vehicle. And then there's ZEV, which is Zero Emission Vehicle, which is really only the electric car, which provides no emissions whatsoever from the gasoline engine because it doesn't have a gas engine. For ATPZEV, or Partial Zero Emission Vehicle, it's a very low level of emission of any pollutants for a drive, a typical drive cycle. And Ford's strategy for both hybrids and plug-in hybrids is to meet that stringent requirement of ATPZEV. And this is really important because there's not, just one reason to have these cars. I mean, obviously, the customer wants to get a very good fuel economy, very, low use of gas. But also, during that use of gas, you want to make sure that, you know, the emission that comes out of that vehicle is extremely low for the environment.
And another thing that is very interesting to talk to you about and to inform our listeners all around the country is, you know, how charging time and efficiency shakes down for these three different types of vehicles because, again, this is technology, Sharif, that continues to evolve and continues to change. But how does it look now for HEV, BEV, and PHEV vehicles as far as charging time?
Well, the for hybrid electric cars, HEVs, there is no concern whatsoever because you don't have to charge them. The, the charging of the battery happens as you're driving through the engine. For plug-in hybrid electric vehicles, it really depends on the size of the battery and the range that you have on your battery. But we try to keep the charging time. There are two types of charging for most customers, the regular 110-volt outlets that, that we all have in our garages. But then there's the 220-volt outlet, which requires some wiring in your home to get it out to your garage or any public station. And for 220, the benefit is you cut your charge time by half by using the 220. And what we try to do is make sure that, you know, no matter how big the battery is, even for a battery electric car, let's say that gets, you know, 80 to 100-mile range, that the charge time does not exceed 7 to 8 hours, which is what we think the typical, you know, overnight charging needs to be.
And let's compare the differences of what we find under the hoods of all three different types of electrification projects within the Ford Motor Company. Are there significant challenges in the area of underhood packaging? I mean, we're all pretty much familiar with what a hybrid power plant looks like. You've got a traditional gasoline engine and then a battery pack somewhere within the vehicle, but I would imagine a plain battery-powered vehicle has different requirements, and certainly a plug-in vehicle will have different requirements as well.
Sure, sure. On the battery electrics, because you remove the engine, it's wide open under the hood. So what we normally do is we would put some of the electronic modules that drive the car and obviously the electric motor that drives the wheels if it's a front-wheel drive in that area. The plug-in hybrid will look like a hybrid electric under the hood. So you have the full engine and all the accessories. And then on top of that, you'll have some of the high-voltage modules, and it's usually pretty crammed under the hood there. The plug-in hybrid electric, the biggest challenge is really packaging the batteries for those plug-ins and battery electrics. So we look anywhere in the middle of the car, somewhere under the seat, to the rear and in the trunk area. And what we try very hard to do is not to intrude into the cargo area or the passenger area.
Well, Sharif, we're going to have you on for a longer lesson, but in the meantime, thank you so much for your time here today.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Straight ahead, we're going to talk to a representative of a tire company called Vogue. I'm Bob Lawns.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, so what happens if I've got a claim?
You call our 800 number.
And get some guy in Kuala Lumpur?
No, we actually have an in-house claims unit.
And it'll take, like, months to send me my check.
Oh, we're lightning fast with our settlements.
Of course, you'll probably send me to your brother-in-law's repair shop.
Sir, the restoration shop is always your choice.
One more question.
Sure.
What kind of a freak house are you guys running?
Some things are too good to be true, like Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit Haggerty.com.
You know, these days, we all can afford to save some money. Let me tell you about a simple device called the Tornado that helps your vehicle go further on a tank of gas. It works by creating a swirling effect in your engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of fuel and air, giving you more power and more mileage. You can't go wrong. Tornado is easy to install and comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With zero debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Leggetts was setting the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A.
Welcome back. Thank you very much for joining me here on Auto World. We've got lots of cool stuff going on, including a trivia question. So far, we haven't been able to come up with a winner, so why don't we throw out that trivia question one more time. Are you ready? Here it is. The trivia question at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We are looking for the... Well, looks like I just got a winner here. Matter of fact, I just did, just instantaneously, get a winner here from Gino. Gino's in Pennsylvania, and so he has come up with the correct answer to the question. So we'll come up with a new trivia question after we introduce and bring forth our next guest. He is a representative of Hankook Tire. It's my pleasure to Vogue Tire, rather. He's a representative of Vogue Tire, and it's my pleasure to welcome to the airwaves of Auto World someone who's going to be telling us all about it. So let's welcome the gentleman right now. Greg, thank you very much for being here. We appreciate very much you being with us here on Auto World.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks for having me on.
So tell us a little bit about the history of Vogue Tire.
Well, Vogue Tire has a great history. We've been around since 1914. Company invented the white wall. We started out here in Chicago making tires for limousines.
Mm-hmm.
And working with the chauffeurs, the founder was a chauffeur himself. And since then, we've evolved into We call ourselves the Tire Dealers Tire Company. We were the first tire company to emphasize the car dealership channel. And for years, I think we've been known for our white wall and gold stripe product that we've sold on Cadillacs and Lincolns and luxury cars all throughout the United States.
Excellent. Our very special guest is Greg Hathcock, who is from the Vogue Tire Company. He's telling us all about the history of the company. And as you mentioned, that famous gold tire, the gold stripe, the white wall tires with the gold stripe, when did those first come into being?
Well, those first came out in the early 60s. We were looking for something a little different, and we were working with Kelly Springfield, and they hired a designer, an art designer out of New York, and they came up with some ideas and started on that, and it's been incredibly successful for a long time now. It's interesting. It's such a recognizable product, and people just know us as being the white wall and the gold stripe tire.
Excellent.
All over the world.
As president of Vogue Tire, I would imagine you're faced with many challenges in today's world. Consumer electronics seems to be moving at a really rapid rate, and of course, automobiles are also evolving quite a bit. How about in the realm of tire technology? Tell us a little bit about how your company keeps pace with all the latest inventions and incarnations.
Well, we've worked with Goodyear for years. Goodyear's been, they purchased Kelly Springfield years ago. In between working with Goodyear and Kelly, we are always on the front end of all the different developments you need in terms of, you look at the types of tires that are coming on cars nowadays, and everything seems like it has a V or a W or a Y speed rating. The regulatory side of it is pretty intense, especially since the Tread Act came in after the Explorer situation in 2000. And so there's certainly no shortage of things to do. Luckily, our industry, once you've been in the industry for a while, you get to know people, and whether it's in the trade journals or other tire companies or everything, everybody's pretty really wants to work and help everybody else. Because we all recognize that, the better we can make the industry and all the products in the industry, the better off we all are. I mean, doesn't do anybody any good to not have everybody up to speed and taking care of things, and especially in terms of customer safety.
So true. Greg, I quite often like to point out to folks that, you can have a 600-horsepower engine, but the truth of the matter is, if you don't have decent tires, you're not going to transmit that power to the ground. And even when you're transmitting that power to the ground, the contact patch of an average tire is actually not that very big at all.
That's true. It's tires are so important to how your car performs, and the knowing what you need for the way you drive your car is really important, yet a lot of people really don't know much about it, and all the people I went to college with and everything, no one went into the tire business, I used to get a lot of blank stares when I talk about some of the things we were doing, but it's pretty interesting when you get in it. I mean, when you understand what you start talking to an engineer or someone that races their car or something that really knows what they need in terms of performance and what they're looking for, there's some pretty fascinating things going on.
Let's do a little tire 101, so to speak. Greg, you being the president of Vogue Tire and a tire expert, lots of folks I find don't know how to read the numbers on the side of a tire. So why don't we begin with an average tire these days? Let's say it's a 275. That's the first number, and then slash 45ZR17. Explain those numbers to our listeners all across North America.
Okay. The 275, that is the section width in millimeters. And what that means is if you if you took the tire and had the tread facing you, standing up, and you measure, you have two parallel lines perpendicular to the ground, the amount of space between those two lines would be 275 millimeters. 45 is the aspect ratio, which is the kind of tells you how high the sidewall is relative to that section width, and that's a percentage. So that means the sidewall from the edge of the rim to the top of the tire is 45% as high, 45% of 275 millimeters.
Okay.
Z is the speed rating. And all the speed ratings are designated by letters, and Z is basically unlimited. They've since broken down Z into W and Y, and they keep making it. They keep making it a little more complicated. And R means it's the radial tire. And 17 is the width of the wheel, or the diameter of the wheel.
Excellent. And it's amazing to me how the aspect ratio of tires continues to get, squatter and squatter. I remember back when, 100 years ago, when I was in high school, if you had 60s on the back of your vehicle and 70s up front, that was really cool. And nowadays you got, vans running around on 50 aspect tires.
Yeah, between the aspect ratios and the speed ratings, it's really become, tires are getting more and more of an extravagant purchase for people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people can get unpleasant surprises when they go to replace the OE tires in their car for the first time and they find they have summer, W-rated summer tires. And a lot of cars come with unique sizes now.
Yep.
So there's only one or two options, and they can get quite expensive.
Absolutely, and quite often you're stuck with some situations that you would prefer not, and quite often you're stuck with a large bill. We're going to have more all about Vogue Tire with the president of the company. If you've got a question, dial us up, 800-259-9231. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Today on The Long Drive, a $60,000 plus Hyundai. The Long Drive is brought to you by Reliant Vehicle Services, ReliantVS.com.
If you are like a lot of people, you don't know much about cars or how much they cost to get fixed. Repair estimates can go through the roof. Stop being taken advantage of. Reliant Vehicle Services is here to help. ReliantVS.com is your protection against high auto repair costs. Reliant Works is your negotiation service with trained ASC certified mechanics, helping you get the best price. Here's how it works. When your car needs repair, take it to any shop or dealership, then have Reliant Vehicle Services negotiate for you. You'll know you are saving money and if you're dealing with a fair and honest repair business. With Reliant Vehicle Services, you'll get unlimited access to their experts and save thousands on car repairs for only $49 a year. Accredited by the Better Business Bureau, Reliant Vehicle Services is for any car, new, used, old, or high-mileage vehicles. Go to ReliantVS.com and start saving now. That's ReliantVS.com. ReliantVS.com.
The Hyundai Equus has the Mercedes S-Class in its gun sights. Priced at around $60,000, it has more standard equipment than any other vehicle on the road with a price tag of less than $100,000. It even has an iPad owner's manual. Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the Detroit Bureau, tells us more.
Yeah, they're more like a business jet than they are what you would typically expect to find inside of a passenger car, even some of the high-end vehicles. If you are interested in one of the Hyundai Equus models, they will actually come to your home or office to discuss the sale with you there.
I'm Bob Long for TheLongDrive.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too.
We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power, but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here today on Auto World. We'll throw out another trivia question. The Mustang has brought the Boss 302 back for model year 2012. What was the first year for the Mustang Boss? What year did Ford unveil the Boss for the first time? 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. We're chatting all about tires with the president of Vogue Tire, Greg Hathcock, who's been telling us about his company and their famous white wall tires with the gold stripe, as well as kind of enlightening us on some tire 101. Let's talk about some of the new products from your company, Vogue Tire. What kind of stuff are you offering right now? Tell us more, Greg.
Now, Bob, we just introduced our first signature V tire. It's the first of what will be a line of tires, and the initial size we've come out with is 245/40 R20 with a V speed rating. It's a performance touring tire with a new sidewall design that your listeners can see at our website, VogueTire.com, and features an asymmetric all-season tread and button snow rating, and gives, as you know, tires are all about trade-offs. And if you go a pre-performance tire, gives you great performance, but you're going to most likely sacrifice something in terms of mileage or perhaps noise. It just depends. Every tire has its strong points and its weak points, and we've tried to find something that's going to give our customers what we think. They're looking for in terms of longer wear, still really good handling, and especially in wet and in snow, and a real quiet ride. This is a tread pattern that's been tested over a long period of time, and it's proven to be a really great tread pattern. It wears well and is really quiet on the road.
That sounds great. And I would imagine that lots of folks who have classic vehicles probably turn to you to get that famous white wall tire with the gold stripe as well.
I guess we're not purely a classic tire man. We're not like a Coker or a Kelsey or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Really more pretty contemporary cars, but people that want to. Our customer is the person that really wants to personalize their vehicle. We sell a lot of custom wheels as well. We sell a lot of um, appearance accessories, you know, E&G grills and that kind of thing. And we're really for the enthusiast that wants to buy a nice car but also wants it to look unique.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's a Cadillac or a Lexus or a Lincoln or Mercedes or whatever, it's you know, a lot of times those guys really want to stand out and do something different from what comes from the factory. Although the factory equipment's great, it's just people want to be a little different.
It seems like there's no question personalization has become bigger and bigger. And, of course, we've got the big automotive trade show coming up in a couple of weeks out in Las Vegas, the SEMA show. And I would imagine you're going to have a presence there, Greg.
Yeah, we always visit. We do not display there,
mm-hmm.
but we always visit. We go out and get great ideas. We are able to see people we know and meet new people. There's nothing more fun if you're in our industry than to go to the SEMA show, because you always learn something and run into people, and it's a good time. Do you go out every year?
Yeah, I certainly do, absolutely, and get to do a lot of interviews there on site. It's really an amazing event. It's kind of hard to put into words. You know, it has been up to 100,000 people from all over the world, and I know this year for the first time on a Friday of the SEMA week, they're actually having kind of a contest to allow non-industry folks into the show. So I think that's a great idea, because many people for years have been saying it should be open to the public one day.
I agree. You know, it'd be a great chance, especially for the people that are displaying, because a lot of the industry people leave,
mm-hmm.
you know, Thursday night, Friday morning, and I don't see how it could hurt you to have a bunch of people seeing what you have and learning about your product and your industry. I think that'd be great exposure for everybody.
Absolutely. What do you find as far as mistakes folks make in purchasing tires? Is there one single thing that folks do that you wouldn't recommend, Greg?
It's hard to choose one. I think that maybe the most likely mistake you might make would be to not really take the time you need to learn about everything that's out there in terms of what would work on your car, and understand the strengths and I don't want to say weaknesses, but the relative strengths of different products, and then think about how you drive. Are you a commuter? Are you looking for quiet? Are you looking for a little more handling? Or if you live in a place where it doesn't rain much, maybe you don't need as much wet traction. It's just, you kind of need to think about what it is that is important to you in terms of how you use your tires. And
mm-hmm.
if you'd rather have a little more handling and you're willing to sacrifice some mileage, then that's okay. If you're commuting 40,000 miles a year, you may not want to do that. It's just, it's really, if you go to a reputable place and most, you know, independents and places like, there's all sorts of great retailers around the country, Discount Tire and Bell Tire and everybody, that you could meet with a knowledgeable manager of the location and try to educate yourself a little bit about what it is you should be looking for. Based, if they're really good at what they do, they're going to ask you what your driving habits are and what you need and what you're looking for, and can help you make a really good decision on what you're going to buy.
Tell us where folks can get tires from Vogue. Are they available directly through your company, or do you have distributors around the nation?
We have distributors around the nation. The best thing to do is look at our website, Vogue Tire, VogueTyre.com. And we have, you can type in your zip code, and we'll show you all the different distributors that are in your area. So, but we have a nice nationwide distribution network. We can get you service nationwide. If you run into an issue, you can always call us on our 800 number, and, you know, you might end up talking to me, you might end up talking to Kevin Goyack, our executive vice president, we're a big enough company to take care of you, but we're small enough that, you know, we're here to make sure it gets done right. So,
And I'm very interested to check out your custom wheels. Again, another part of the hobby which seems to be growing. I mean, years ago you would only find really hardcore auto enthusiasts buying custom wheels, but nowadays we're seeing many more folks getting into that.
There's no question. I mean, there's with the technologies getting better and how wheels are built and they last longer and they look better longer and there's so many choices. I think people, you can really, if there's one thing, the easiest way to change the appearance of your car is to change the tires and wheels, we think. And whether it's plus sizing or not, whether it's going with a different sidewall design on the tire or using chrome instead of a painted finish or a black, painted finish, or there's a lot of great things you can do. And, you know, with the way people, as long as you get the right fitment for your car and make sure it's hub-centric, either, you know, by the way it's built, or you have a hub-centering ring, and so you don't give up, ride comfort and everything, there's a lot of great choices out there. It's certainly, the market's toned down a little bit the last couple of years. I mean, people aren't doing as many 26s and the real aggressive fitments on SUVs and everything, but still a lot of real creative things being done on cars.
Absolutely. Greg, did you ever think we'd see that size tire? I certainly never imagined them getting to the size that they've gone.
Yeah, it was crazy. You go to SEMA and there'd be a 50-inch tire, and it was like every year it's like people were just trying to outdo themselves, and it seems to have topped off a little bit, I think.
Yeah,
you start getting to, you were talking about aspect ratios going down, and it was getting down to the 20s, and unless you're driving a Porsche or something, it's pretty hard to, a bigger vehicle, potholes aren't going to treat you too well if you have that small of a sidewall, that's for sure.
Exactly, not to mention if you're driving in areas of the country which unfortunately have potholes and things like that, it's very easy to damage one of those tires. Well, it's been a pleasure sharing this time with you. He is the president of Vogue Tire, Greg Hathcock. We'll definitely do this again down the road.
Great. And, thanks for having me on.
All right, terrific. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away, two lips touching together.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.